This is Miff Warhurst on ABC Radio.
Now, if you see a bunch of people wandering the streets, singing and dancing to their own music, then don't be alarmed. The zombie apocalypse has not happened yet. It's called silent disco, where people dance together. They wear their own headphones. It's moved from the dance floor to the streets, and walking tours, it seems, have taken off. What on earth? To explain all, I've got Danny Disco, otherwise known as Danny Cabs, joining us. Hello, Danny.
How you doing, Miff?
I'm good. Righto, what is this all about then? Tell me more.
What's it all about? You've summarised it quite nice leading into this. So the silent disco you usually get at a music festival or whatever it be, we've taken that model and taken it to the streets where we get together in groups of people, well, hordes of people, hordes of zombies. Not a bad zombie apocalypse, if you ask me.
It's a very fun one.
It's a good one. It's a good one. Better than all the films. And the guide, which I'm one of the guides, is we're about 10 or 11 in Australia at the moment, and we lead people on the streets in a lot of play and dance and song. They can hear the voice of the guide because we have a mic, and they can also hear the music we play, and we just go crazy on the streets. It's a lot of fun.
Do passers-by think you're mad? And I'm thinking that's the entire point, because it's kind of mad fun, which works as therapy.
Yeah. A lot of people sort of, when they think about it or they see it happen from a distance, they don't get up close to it, they might think, oh, what's this? This is just a gimmick or whatever it be. But, when you see people actually interact within the public, they really feel part of a community, even though they might say, some people might say, oh, headphones, you're excluding everyone else because you're cutting yourself out from the outside world. But it's the opposite. We play with our environment and we bring the community together. It's a bit of a draw card. I think it betters communities, Gives a bit of life and a bit of pizzazz into them.
And also as
adults, they definitely think we're mad.
Of course, I would hope so, and I would expect that. That's perfect.
Good mad.
But a sense of play is something we've let go, or we're encouraged to let go as adults. Do you think something like this, the silent walking tours, taps into that again, that inner child who needs to break out a little bit and be the centre of attention or just have a little fun?
Yeah, exactly that. I think we forget, and it's exactly what you said, that when we get to when we become adults, it's like, well, no, that's child's play. Stop playing. You're getting too old to act like that, or whatever it be. But play was essential to building our civilizations and our societies. We don't predate play. Play predates us. Animals played before we got to this planet. Mm-hmm. So if we deny play as we get older, we start to forget how to communicate with people. We start to forget how to, think about the more positive things about our differences rather than the negative things about our differences. And I think it causes a lot of trouble. Whereas, maybe civilization starts to break down around us, which, I don't know, some people might say that's starting to happen. Some people might not. Yeah. But play is essential. It's essential to be a compassionate, empathetic, happy human being. And that's what we're trying to bring back.
Danny Cabs is with us, and he is the ringleader for silent disco walking tours that are happening in Australia very, very soon. When people get involved in this, the silent walking tour, and you sold out at the Edinburgh Fringe, 188 shows. What did they get out of it? Like, what did they say they felt after this experience?
Good question. First, before I answer that, I'll say that the ringleader, the guy that created this, is a beautiful man called David Naylor from Melbourne, who goes by Guru Dudu. So it's called the Guru Dudu Silent Disco and Walking Tours because he created it. I'm one of his key guides, and like I said, worldwide there's about 15 of us. But he's the creator and he's the genius, and he made this in 2013. But in answering your question, what do people get out of it? I would say the most common quote straight after a tour, and we do little testimonials and you can find that on our websites and that, but the most common quote after a tour is people coming up to you and like straight in front of your face, like people that have been on your tour, and they usually get like grabbed either side of the shoulder in a nice way, not in a forceful way, and they look straight into your eyes and they say, "That is the best hour of my life. I can't believe I let go so much." And it's because we all want to play. We all want to let go. We all want to sort of remove the shackles of society that says behave, you know. So I think that's what you get out of it, that love for freedom. You know, we all have freedom and play within us, but we get told to keep within a square or a box. So, yeah.
And what sort of soundtrack comes with this Silent Disco Walking Tour?
Oh, a lot of disco, a lot of funk, a lot of 70s, 80s. You know, we bring in, you know, then we get into, you know, those bands that mix the lines and blur the lines like Queen and, you know, and stuff like that. But we also sort of, we do a lot of kids stuff, so we also can mix it up with all your, you know, kids movie soundtrack songs and, or, you know, all those ones like, I like to move it, you know, stuff like that. Anything. We speak to everyone. You know, I had a tour in Brisbane on Friday that just passed, and we had our oldest person was in her late 60s, her and a partner, and they did not stop. They did not stop the whole time. And, of course, we have songs that, you know, connect with her a lot more.
Yeah.
But we also had people in their 20s, and we, you know, played some of that crazy stuff from, you know, the noughties, you know,
yeah,
some Justin Timberlake, et cetera, et cetera.
All the hits. We've got to go up to news. Thank you so much, Danny Cabs, for that. And I have seen them wandering around the street singing this one from Kate Bush too, which would just be absolutely hilarious.
So much fun.